Welcome to another episode of Office Hours with the Nutrition Professor. I'm Timmerie Hagenberger, and today I'm going to answer a question that was posed to me via email. The email read, "I have zucchini growing like crazy in my backyard. How good is it for me, and what can I do beyond make zucchini bread? It's just too hot to turn on the oven." Now, I have an answer for you, loaded with wonderful information, so here we go. Although they can be interchangeable in recipes, the three main types of summer squash include zucchini, the most common variety in the U.S., which, interestingly enough, originated from Italy, known as Italian summer squash, crookneck, which are typically yellow in color, and patty pan, which resemble little flying saucers and can have a slightly sweeter taste. All parts are edible, including the skin and seeds, so preparation is easy with no waste. The skin and flesh provide an impressive lineup of vitamins, including vitamins A and C, and a whole bunch of B vitamins, including folate, thiamine, peroxidine, riboflavin, and then minerals, potassium, manganese, phosphorus, zinc, and iron, fiber and phytonutrients, carotenes, lutein, and even zeaxanthin. And those have antioxidant potential linked to protecting your eyes against age-related macular degeneration and cataracts, controlling blood sugar levels, reducing inflammation in the body, improving prostate health, and helping to lower overall cancer risk. The edible seeds are even a source of immune system-enhancing omega-3 fatty acids. Now that you're clear about why it's smart to eat those summer squash, let's talk about shopping. Since summer squash, related to both melons and cucumbers, grows like crazy in the Central Valley of California where I live, many home gardeners are up to their eyeballs in these beauties before they know it. Whether you're growing your own or getting them from your organic CSA or farmer's market, small to medium-sized summer squash, which are somewhere between 6 to 8 inches long and about 2 inches in diameter, will have the best flavor and texture as the seeds get bigger and the flesh gets fibrous as they grow larger. The skin should be firm without any soft spots or punctures, as that will cause them to decay quickly. While winter squash can be kept for months, summer squash is much more perishable, but if kept unwashed in an airtight food storage container or perforated bag in the crisper drawer, it can last for several days to a week, depending on how fresh. Now it's time for the Cook Smart segment. The two best ways to enjoy zucchini to retain the highest nutrient content is raw or briefly steamed or sautéed, as greater losses have been seen with boiling and microwaving. Excellent research has shown that zucchini maintained a surprisingly high level of nutrients even after being frozen. So if you have extra, you can steam blanch it, which is steaming it for 2 to 3 minutes, then cooling it quickly in cold water, and then freezing it for use later in dips, breads, muffins, sauces, soups, lasagna, or even risotto. Grilled summer squash is also fantastic with just a sprinkle of salt, pepper, and herbs, and even a splash of balsamic vinegar. If you're lucky enough to have any leftovers, it's a wonderful layered on pizza, in wraps, quesadillas, or panini-type sandwiches. I have two recipes to share with you, including a Thai salad and a zucchini ribbons recipe. Thank you. while I eat raw zucchini all of the time, I have come across many people who have never considered eating zucchini raw. But when you mention it to them, they say, oh, it's just so mushy, zucchini. But when attention is given to the size and shape of the pieces, when you eat it raw, it will be nearly invisible in a salad of any type, a green salad, a pasta salad, or a bean salad. You can double your portion, which means more delicious bites, and add a mild crunch, both of which add to satisfaction, for a ridiculously small amount of calories. 20 calories for an entire cup, which is less than the amount of 4 croutons. When cut into long, thin strips and eaten raw or just barely cooked, it can take on a noodle-like texture, which has definitely caught on if you've seen zoodles. You'll find them all over the place now. Well, they have 10 times fewer calories than a cup of cooked pasta, unless you douse it with oil. The pasta has 220 calories, and the zucchini has 20. So I have 2 recipes for you on thenutritionprofessor.com. One for garlic zucchini fettuccine, where the zucchini plays the fettuccine role, that can be garnished with some fresh herbs and almonds. And you use zucchini, a little bit of veggie broth, some garlic, and some Italian seasoning. Now, you can cut those ribbons with a, they now have the vegetable cutters, and they have them in different names, but they basically make noodles out of zucchini and similar vegetables. But you can also just use a vegetable peeler. I don't peel vegetables with my vegetable peeler, but I do make zucchini ribbons. You would saute the garlic in broth and then remove that garlic from the pan because you don't want it to burn. You put the zucchini in the pan with the Italian seasoning and some crushed red pepper to add a little bit of heat. And the trick is sauteing it just for a minute or two until the zucchini starts to soften. Then add the garlic back and you can add the almonds on top and turn off the heat and just toss it through. The very important piece of this is do not overcook it. So do not start this and walk away. Do not put the lid on or else you will have very soft zucchini. And then I would recommend turning it into soup so that you would puree it so that no one needs to eat mushy zucchini. Now, another recipe that doesn't involve any cooking at all that I have on my website is Thai zucchini salad. I love Thai flavors. And this zucchini salad adds carrot, bell pepper, and mango. And then the dressing, it includes ginger and garlic and lime zest, some vinegar. It's really tasty. And then you garnish with some cilantro and then some chopped peanuts for the definitely Thai combination. So I hope that you try these 2 recipes. You will find them again at thenutritionprofessor.com. Now, if it happens to be a situation where you have a lot of zucchini and it isn't too hot to turn on your stove or oven, I would recommend also finding the recipe that I have for pumpkin zucchini bread. One of my students perfected that recipe and it is really delicious. I look forward to having you join me for the next episode of Office Hours with the Nutrition Professor. In the meantime, if you could please rate this podcast and put in a little review, I would really appreciate it. And if you have any questions or potential topics you'd like me to consider discussing on future episodes, please contact me through my website, thenutritionprofessor.com, or directly through email at thenutritionprofessor@gmail.com. Have a fantastic week. Enjoy your summer squash. And remember, life is so much better when you love the food that loves you back.